This is All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. Governor Chris Christie's cell phone, text messages, and emails from three separate accounts are missing or have been destroyed. That's according to an incendiary set of legal papers filed late last night. Lawyers for Bridgegate defendants Bill Baroni and Bridget Ann Kelly are likening Chris Christie's attorneys to Richard Nixon, who infamously tried to hide the incriminating Watergate tapes from investigators. Joining us now to discuss this latest development in the Bridgegate case is WNYC's senior editor for politics and policy, Andrea Bernstein. Andrea, hey.
Hey, Jamie.
So invoking Nixon really puts the gate in Bridgegate, doesn't it?
It sure does. And as it happens, the case involving Nixon, remember the missing 18 minutes of tape, is actually the precedent for the production of evidence by government officials. And the lawyer said, if Nixon can produce his tapes, so can you, Chris Christie, essentially. What's so interesting about these legal papers is that the defendants are coming out so strongly. So they're trying to get Chris Christie's lawyers to turn over evidence. They're saying they keep finding suggestions that there's a much bigger paper trail than Christie has acknowledged. For example, today's filings include an email sent from the account of Chris and Mary Pat Christie to David Sampson. He was the former chief of the Port Authority who resigned in the wake of the scandal. That email was sent after a press conference where, to be charitable, Christie misdirected reporters about his staff's knowledge of Bridgegate. There was another set of emails released today between Chris Christie and Bill Stepien, his former campaign manager, about government employees going after the endorsement of Democratic mayors. So all of this is very tantalizing.
And lawyers for the defendants are saying there is a missing cell phone. What's that all about? How did that happen?
Well, this remains a mystery. Governor Chris Christie told reporters last month, quote, "I don't know exactly where it is." And then he said, "It's in the hands of the government," which is lawyers speak for prosecutors. However, the U.S. attorney who is prosecuting the case says he doesn't have the cell phone either. We asked Christie's attorneys, those are the ones who are accused of hiding or destroying evidence, and they're not responding. So right now, we just don't know.
And the lawyers also referenced a story that you reported on 12 deleted text messages involving Governor Christie. What's that about?
Well, what happened was is that on a day of key testimony back in 2013, Governor Christie and a top aide exchanged 12 text messages. But those text messages were never turned over to any investigators, and the aide acknowledged deleting at least one of them. So the lawyers for the defendants are making two arguments. They're saying on the one hand, well, look, we happened to find out by accident about these 12 messages. Why aren't there any other ones? Why, they're asking, in the entire Bridgegate case, did Christie's attorneys turn over just one email from Governor Chris Christie on Bridgegate and no text messages? So they're arguing, look, this not only defies logic, but it contradicts other evidence that they've gotten from other sources. What the prosecutors are saying is that the Bridgegate defendants, and in particular Bridget Kelly, the author of the infamous Time for Some Traffic Problems in Fort Lee, they're saying she deleted text messages and she used her personal account. They're claiming, the prosecutors, that's evidence of guilt. So her lawyers are coming back and saying, oh, yeah? Well, Chris Christie used his personal email account and he deleted 12 messages. So essentially they're saying, hey, Chris Christie, you're accusing us? Look what you did.
And now Christie is one of Donald Trump's key advisors. Do these new charges complicate that relationship?
Well, Jamie, Trump doesn't really seem to live in a reality-based world. He's kept an army of fact-checkers busy, and much of what he says just flatly isn't true. So it's hard to tell if this new information would create a ripple in Trump world. That said, Trump has claimed he wants advisors that are more schooled in the art of governance than he is. So that might be an issue.
What is Chris Christie's response to all of this?
So we haven't heard from him today. We haven't heard from his lawyers. However, in their legal papers, Christie's lawyers say they've turned over everything relevant. However, today's legal papers, or the ones filed late last night, criticize the independence of Chris Christie's team. That team has now cost taxpayers upwards of $10 million. The lawyers for the defendants are saying that one of Chris Christie's attorneys is a close personal friend of the governor, and they say that lawyer, who was supposed to be investigating Chris Christie, billed taxpayers one afternoon for working on the investigation and then crossed the Hudson River and held a fundraiser for Chris Christie's presidential campaign in New Jersey.
Thank you so very much. WNYC's Andrea Bernstein.
Thank you.
And in a separate order this afternoon, the judge in the case decided not to dismiss any of the charges against the defendant. So the case will go forward. Stay tuned to WNYC for all the latest.